Thanks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, everyone, for stepping into the center of the universe with myself, Ron Tittle, here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And also joining us tonight is Kyle Blue Shift Dickey, following up, first of all, with Hollow Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is Kyle again. Here to continue, last night's discussion regarding the Hollow Earth and the theory that's been developing around it, which is kind of awkward, saying something like that. But you guys need to take a look at this, and you need to take a very, very close look, and consider all of the other things that different groups and conspiracy theory people are saying about their theories, and then tie them into this, because they're not separate. Everything is connected in some way. Now, there are many theories, many conspiracies, and many facts that most people do not know. And right now, I'm going to bridge the gap on some of those and have you look objectively at some scientific information, but it's also spiritual information.
That's great.
Many of you are familiar with the flower of life, the geometrical pattern, or the God's grand design that reverberates through, the universe. All right? This flower of life pattern, as a very well-known individual by the name of Foster Gamble, who did his movie Thrive, the Thrive documentary, or Thrive movie, depending on the way whatever you want to call it, he points a lot of really important information that many of you need to know. And you need to really, really review that movie very carefully. He tells you the most important information that you need to know in order to put this all together. And what he shows in The Flower of Life is that its three-dimensional form is a toroidal form. And that toroidal vortex is basically creating life forces or something of that nature. And many people have said, throughout spirituality, in various different religions, that the planet is alive. It is a living being. And if you look at the Earth's magnetosphere, which you can find in any public school textbook, that the Earth's magnetic sphere, a cross section of that is like a diagram or an outline of a toroidal vortex. From basically, if you're looking at one of Foster Gamble's Flower of Life toruses, and as a cut in half from the side, you would see the Earth's magnetic sphere. And that magnetosphere is one way to see how the energy flows through the planet. And it's important to understand this, because when you look at the Hollow Earth theories, as wild and as unsubstantiated as they are, if you overlay that toroidal field over the Hollow Earth theory, or just a cross-section of the Earth, and assume that since nobody's ever seen the mantle, nobody's ever even reached the mantle with a drill, and nobody's ever seen the core of the Earth, as far as then you have to assume that those that the Hollow Earth theory is more so valid than the Earth is a giant chunk of molten rock and I don't know, nickel or whatever metals they're saying that the core is made of now.
Yeah, Kyle, I remember one time you said you can't dig a hole to China.
Exactly, because the toroidal vortex has gravity on the other side, on the inside of the ring. As I said before, we live on a fucking donut. And, you know, it's sugar-coated with us. And I know it's pretty nuts, but it is true. What you need to understand is that the cold and all that ice and stuff, for the most part, is a deterrent from people going to the North and South Poles at the very least, because it's cold, it's icy.
Right.
Nothing grows there, so who's going to go there and actually find out that there's a civilization on the other side?
Right.
No one.
That's where Joe won't even go.
Exactly. That's pretty much actually the limit of how far north people will live. And if you look at some of their legends, they'll say don't go far north.
Right.
You know, for whatever reason. And some of those reasons are pretty, nuts in and of themselves. But then again, if there's a civilization that lives on the inside of the planet and topside, we're nuking the surface, we're poisoning the atmosphere, et cetera, then they don't want any interaction between us.
Mm.
But then again, they also live on the same planet. And what we do up here will affect them down there eventually, if not already. And I think, in my personal opinion, I think that we have kind of crossed the line with certain things, and they are now basically intervening with us because we're out of control. And the control that we're out of is our minds. We're out of our minds, and they do not like that. That is more dangerous than our own self-assured destruction of the way we're acting, just against ourselves. So it's important to understand that there is not just one civilization that lives on this planet that you don't necessarily know about. But there's at least one more that you don't know about that also probably lives on the inside of the Earth. But then again, that's open to speculation, until somebody, and they will, point out where they live. So you have that one civilization that I talked about, the more spiritually advanced civilization, and that would be the new Lemurians.
Right.
And these Lemurians are very, very good people. These Lemurians are what the Bible talks about and refer to as Lilith, God's first creation that didn't work out. But then again, if you look at that, and all of the other creation myths, they all say, well, God created, a bunch of different, man a bunch of different times, and the last time he built it out of clay. Or the last time God made Eve. So who are the Eves? That's us. We are the Eves. And that leaves open one more question. Who is Adam? And what is Adam? That's a better question. There, and what is the difference between Adam, Lilith, and Eve. And you'll have to do your own research to really figure this out. But we do know the difference between Lilith and Eve.
Where's a good place for them to start to look for that, to figure it out, read it for themselves?
Well, I'll start with the one that has the most complete, you know, chronologically based information. Okay. You may not like it, but, you know, it is, for the most part, correct. And that guy is Michael Zarian, an Irish guy. He seems to like America pretty much, you know, because he's mainly talking to us. Because I guess they don't have this information problem over there. Makes you wonder how free you really are, huh? But, nevertheless, Zarian is a good place to start.
Okay.
And the Mayan myths were popularized with 2012. And they're actually pretty good, you know, and they because the Mayans are the masters of, you know, master timekeepers, they do have things chronologically ordered properly. You just have to decipher their culture in order to understand where their myths are placed, and they're very easily done with not too much effort. And you don't need the Dresden Codex to do that. That's for something else. The thing to understand is who created Lilith? Who created the Lemurians? And I kind of went over this. You know, I didn't really go into any details regarding it. But someone created Lilith, the Lemurians. And it's important to understand that the people who created the Lemurians, these spiritually advanced good beings of unimaginable power, like superpowers, like superhumans, that's pretty much what you would equate one of them today. The people that created them didn't know what they were getting into when they created that civilization. I don't even think that they knew that they were creating a civilization. In my opinion, these Atlanteans that created them were just trying to do something that they saw someone else do before. And what they did was they had to start somewhere with their inability to do it that well and from scratch. And what they did was genetic manipulation. And when they did this, they created an independent being that basically could manage itself, and they didn't understand this when they did it, and it backfired against them when they tried to make it do what they wanted because it had free will. And then also they tried to do it again and correct their mistake, but they could only get it half right, the way that they wanted, which was something that would serve them. Remember, the creation of the Lemurians ended in a nuclear war, which nearly destroyed the planet. So, during the creation of Eve, the division of us, they basically tricked us with their genetic manipulation into basically thinking that they were the original creators. And what they did was they tricked us with a lie. And this is a really important topic that people need to look into, the knowledge of good and evil, et cetera, et cetera. And
yeah.
You're going to have to do your own because, you know, we're crossing into, you know, the vast plethora of theologies on what it is. But it's not as simple as good and evil. It's the discernment of good and evil, right and wrong. For them, this isn't an issue. They just do whatever the hell they want because they created the Lemurians. They do whatever they want because they created us, in their opinion. But who are these Atlanteans? Is probably the better question. You know, a lot of people talk about, like, evolution and stuff. And, you know, we evolved to be this. And, you know, I've already covered the fact that that's not true in our case. We did not evolve to what we're at now because there's too many different groups of humans that look and are shaped too vastly different, and the environment with environments in which we are separated do not do that theory justice. It has already been proven that that is incorrect scientifically because there's not enough time between our civilization to explain that in any theological sense for that matter either. So when you're considering that you have another race called the Lemurians on this planet and that were created by another one and that basically after the nearly destroying the planet, the conflict just kind of went to a treaty of some sort, which we aren't really aware of. But because we were developing on our own, we were given, I guess you'd say, privileges, like children, to basically develop on our own way of doing things, as our own civilization. And they didn't look at it as Asians or blacks or whites or Latinos, Inuits, Natives, Native Americans, you know, they didn't look at it. They, and as far as they were concerned, we were basically our own thing as a collective, and we're just a blanket term. We're all mankind or humans. But the Atlanteans did not honor the type of interaction that was, let's just say, unspokenly agreed upon, or treaty, or whatever. And although the two groups don't necessarily duke it out now, they both have interest in us. And one of the things that the Atlanteans have been doing is, you know, subversively manipulating our development. And this is not acceptable by our visiting extraterrestrials. This is also not acceptable from our interdimensional travelers from within our own world. They do not like this. It's causing our behavior to become erratic and very, very unstable. And in doing so, it's causing our behavior to be destructive towards their dimensional fabrics, and it's causing problems with the Lemurians as well. because they don't thrive in chaos, anarchy, and destruction. But the Atlanteans do. And we're just calling them the Atlanteans. There are new names that have come up for them as of late. They're basically a big problem for everyone now. And they are coming under scrutiny, and they are not going to be ignored. They are going to be dealt with very, very harshly if they don't figure something else out. And it's another thing to keep in mind is these master manipulators. A lot of people call them like reptilian shapeshifters or whatever, and say that they're controlling our elites and stuff like that, and in the media and all that. It's not true. You have to understand that they're their own thing. They were here before us, and they're native to the solar system, and probably not this particular planet. And they had their own initial evolution. And what they are, in my opinion, is like a super elemental being of some kind that kind of, divided like an amoeba. I don't really know for sure, but that's just what I think, based on how they behave. And they give these reptilian aliens a bad rap. Like a real bad rap. Everyone's focused on the reptilians and going after the reptilian in their conspiracy theory, but there's not just one group. There's two, and one of them is basically sicking blame on another one. Now, granted, the other one's not necessarily that nice either, but they only came here, let's just say, around 6,000 years ago. And that could be speculative, but there's plenty of evidence to support this in and of its own right. I think that the good description of these Atlanteans who developed in such a way that they needed to be hidden in order to do what they do in their daily lives. Because they do not need money. They do not need jobs, per se. But they do need something to do. And one of the things that they do is they manipulate us. They get entertainment out of messing with us in very vile and despicable manners. Up into making us go to war with each other. And they feed off of this in some way. If they don't, well, at the very least, they do get sick pleasure out of it. Or so we perceive it to be sick pleasure. And that is the knowledge of good and evil. We would just be doing this if we did not have the knowledge of good and evil. And that is why the God has said, do not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because if we know this, we won't be killing each other. And then they won't get any enjoyment out of it. Sounds messed up. Sounds a little far-fetched. But, at least we got a really powerful group in our corner. And as far as they're concerned, they're basically in a direct conflict with these Atlanteans again. They're just not doing open warfare with each other. They're having us, the Eves, the humans, do battle with the Lemurians subversively. And that's basically my theory. But you can't deny that there are people controlling our world's elite. There are statements from our world's elite and our business tycoons that they dare not speak above a whisper about these rulers, these hidden rulers. Why? Because they develop their technology and their civilization based on self and subversion. And that's how they deal with their problems. Quietly. But, as I said, we also have a group in our corner. And then we have all of our visitors, which we have attracted with our crazy behaviors and our attempt to reach out spiritually to some of our astrological origins. And they are coming here now. And also, in an attempt to basically stop us from doing this and drawing outside attention to all the problems that the Atlanteans are causing here, there is something else that we've done because we are divided and confused. We started calling out to things we didn't know even existed because they hit it so well. And these are our multidimensional selves, the different frequencies, or let's just call them the nine realms of Norse mythology. And these other realms have been alerted, if not just flat out disturbed, to our existence here and our problems. A good way of describing also the nine realms of Norse mythology is Disney's new movie Wreck-It Ralph, the CG animated arcade-like game. Just look at it, look at interdimensional travel like that. Or you could look at it, like the mythological, in the mythological sense. Either way, it's you get the general idea of how the reality is. That's about all I'm going to say about that for now.
Do you think there's a reason why they're doing some of that through cartoon and animated?
Yes.
To get the kids on board early?
Exactly. And that actually is correct. There are many different groups with many different agendas. A lot of people are aware of everything that's going on, and then there are a lot of people that are aware of only certain aspects. And that is one reason for disinformation. There's a lot of disinformation.
Hey, Kyle, real quick. Have you seen that one clip that they had in the 50s of Mickey Mouse introducing an alien, and they never ran it? Have you seen it?
Yep. No, I tried to get that the documentary. At least I found the one from the 90s, and I watched that. But it's floating around more and more now.
Yeah.
It's about an hour long, or something like that.
Wow.
And that one was released. The other one was scrapped because they thought that they knew everything was going on, and then they realized that they didn't know, and if they ran it, it would create bigger problems in the long run. And so they're essentially biding their time, collecting more information, and reformulating the plan as they go along.
Right.
Another reason for disinformation. So your government's not just, keeping really big, important information from you for no reason. The reason is they can't tell it to you because they don't know. They know, and so their basically their statement of, we don't have any proof is valid, if not for the fact that the Hollow Earth theory is not a theory, all right, and we got other boys on the planet, and we're the little kid in the schoolyard getting picked on, and there's nothing we can really do about it. If there was, then we would have basically either been wiped out by the Atlanteans, or there would have been another conflict between the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, in a way that we basically would become aware of because it would have been so loud and so big.
Okay, good night, everyone. We'll have to continue this another time. Thanks for listening to Center of the Universe with your host, Ron Tittle, live from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good night, everyone. Kyle, you there? Wow. Won't be doing anything. Kyle, are you there? Wow, that was interesting. Okay, that...